May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So on this New Year's Day, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Name, and names, just like numbers in the Bible, are never arbitrary, but always have significance. And we know that numbers like 3, 7, 12, 144 all have significance to them. And so do names. And so I thought we were, on this first day of the year, we would begin with a nice little quiz, a quiz about the meaning of biblical names. So I want to make sure you're all on your toes for the new year. So Abraham. Who can tell me what the meaning of the name Abraham is? And you'll kick yourselves when I tell you. Very close. First father, very close. It's actually father of a great multitude. We know that Abraham was the patriarch of the Jewish people, and God promised him he would be the father of a nation as many as the stars. What about David? David. Which warrior? Beloved, yep. Excellent, beloved. And interestingly, at 8 o'clock, someone got that right as well. John the Baptist, John. His name is Yahweh is gracious, God is gracious. What about Joseph? This is a tricky one, I think. Joseph. He will add. What about Mary? Mary. So, okay, interestingly, so in the, you can tell what I was doing yesterday. I was online looking up the meaning of these names. So under Mary, there was a rather longer piece because there's some scholars think it means bitter, but the consensus seems to be that the main name Mary is from the Egyptian word Myra, which means love or beloved. So Mary as beloved. But I'll give you 3/4 of a point for that one. What about Daniel? Daniel. God is my judge. God is my judge. What about Solomon? Solomon. So I hear lots of people saying wisdom, and actually that is a really good guess, and that's what a lot of people at 8 o'clock also guess. But actually, it means peace. Peace. Shalom, yeah. So now we're getting a bit closer. What about Emmanuel? Emmanuel, yeah. God is with us. So one of the names given to Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. So what about the meaning of the name Jesus? What about Jesus? Its root is from Joshua, and it means God saves, Yahweh saves, Yahweh saves. And we celebrate at Christmas the birth of this child, named by the angel, God saves. God saves us. And this child grows into a man. And in his life, we see how God saves us in two intertwined ways. We see his preaching and his ministry, the way he lived out that preaching in his life, showing us, above all, how to love our neighbor as ourselves, to show the infinite nature of God's love for all people. But also, in his death on the cross and his resurrection at Easter time, which was God's vindication of Jesus' life and preaching, the vindication that Jesus' preaching about the infinite nature of God's love was true and real. And that love is there for us as well. But we also are reminded in the nature of Jesus' birth and in his teaching and in fact, the whole story of the Old and the New Testament, that God saves us not just through his acts, but he invites us as his followers to be partners in God's salvation. That God didn't just come down to do things for us. He invites us to participate in God's salvation, his plan for this world, ourselves. And in fact, one of the ways God saves us is that he saves us from meaninglessness and purposelessness by giving us something to do, giving us a calling in this life, which is to love our neighbors and to use the talents and gifts that God has given us to bring salvation to the world. None of us have pointless lives. None of us have lives with no purpose. God has given us this enormous gift and inviting us, as we heard in our psalm today, to be a little lower than angels, to participate in God's eternal plan. And so at the beginning of this new year, as we embark on this year 2017, like many of you, I've been making and thinking about what are my resolutions for the new year. And apart from the obvious trivial ones about, you know, going on a diet and losing weight and giving up alcohol and never eating another chocolate, I've also been thinking hard about what is it that God wants for me for this year. And I've been wondering what God wants for all of us in this coming year. Each of us in this church today have been given unique gifts by God. Each of us is given unique gifts which will never be replicated in the history of the world. But each of us has also been given common gifts that we share with one another. What God wants from us is both to recognize the unique gift that we've been given and use it not for our own selfish ends, but to use it for the purpose for which it's been given us. We've also been given this common gift, which is to work together, to love and support one another, and to be beacons to the world, desperately in need of God's light. As I thought about my own resolution for this coming year, the thing that I've really been focusing on in my own life is how there seems to be not just one Adrian, but a multitude of Adrians, and that I look at the world through lots of different eyes. The greedy Adrian, the Adrian who wants comfort, the Adrian who wants an easy ride, the Adrian who's ambitious, the Adrian who's wondering what's in it for himself, the Adrian who's concerned about his kids, the Adrian who's concerned about his family, the Adrian who's an Englishman, the Adrian who's an American. But what I want more than anything is to have those different Adrians more firmly overlaid by the Adrian God calls me to be, and to more firmly see and look at the world through the eyes of Christ, to recognize that every situation that I'm called into invites me to see that situation as Christ would see it, and not just as what's in it for me. That's my particular resolution this year. And I pray and hope that all of us will think long and hard about what is it that God is calling me to do this year. I mean, to really nail it down, to think about one particular thing that God is calling you to do this year. Think about one particular aspect of your lives that God is calling you to focus on and to ask for his grace to rest upon, so that you can become truly the light to the world that God has created you to be. Amen. Amen.